Colombia has been in the news lately for its military success against Marxist guerrillas, but there's an overlooked story in Colombia's long conflict, the story of how death squads killed thousands of people over many years and then buried the bodies in unmarked graves. Teams of forensic anthropologists are now searching for the bodies of the disappeared, as NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
Using shovels and pickaxes, a seven-man team digs. The idea is to recover the remains of the dead, people killed in this country's brutal conflict. Wilton Hernandez leads a government exhumation team, detectives, forensics experts, topographers, that descended on this hamlet in northwest Colombia recently.
Many people until now have not even reported the disappearance of loved ones. They remain alive in the census.
Colombia's war continues, but special investigations have been launched to unearth the past and bring justice to thousands of families who lost relatives. Under a three-year-old process aimed at dismantling the right-wing paramilitary structure, fighters have put down their weapons and are trying to rejoin civilian life. Former commanders are testifying about paramilitary activities, how they killed civilians to weaken their enemies, Marxist rebels. And investigators are using that information and interviewing the relatives of the dead to find victims' remains. Mario Iguaran is the chief prosecutor in Colombia.
Hay información que los desaparecidos en Colombia, o mejor, de los enterrados en Colombia, por los grupos a lo mejor margen de la ley, superan los 10,000.
He says that evidence shows that there are more than 10,000 people buried in unmarked graves across Colombia. Disappeared, he says. The number is astonishing. Three times what human rights groups estimated 3 years ago when the digging first began. More than the number of disappeared in countries like Chile, Peru, and El Salvador, where the tactic of disappearing adversaries was ingrained in state policy. Now Colombia is searching for the dead with shovels. NPR traveled with the exhumation team to Anorí. The town is so isolated, it would take a couple of days of travel by mule to reach it. We travel by helicopter, arriving in two Vietnam-era Hughes. Upon landing, the lead investigator, Wilton Hernandez, uses a loudspeaker to tell villagers what the team is up to. He tells the crowd his team of forensics experts is about to head to the cemetery to start looking for victims. In minutes, half the town is following Hernandez and his team to the dig. Many paramilitary victims were hurriedly buried by relatives, their deaths never reported. Two members of a team hammered away at a cement crypt. They pulled out the remains of a body, the clothes still hanging off the bones. And after tagging the bones, they bag the remains. They're going to be taken back to the regional capital of Medellin to be registered and positively identified. That gives prosecutors hard evidence to be used against perpetrators. The bodies are eventually turned over to relatives for burial. Orlando Echavarria was pleased. These are the remains of his 19-year-old son, Alonso, who had been beheaded by paramilitary fighters earlier this decade. But Echavarria had never reported the crime. He was that afraid paramilitaries would return and harm others in his family.
I feel better now. I feel so much better than when I buried him. Now I'm happy.
Finally making his death official was a big relief. For the exhumation team, it was another victory. Another body to add to the 1,500 already unearthed since 2005. But the challenges ahead are daunting. Again, Hernandez, the lead investigator. He says that many remains are in unmarked graves, or they were thrown into Colombia's rivers, never to be found again, no matter how much he or other investigators try. Juan Forero, NPR News, Anorí, Colombia.